VWA Mobile.
BJW Mobile.
Yes. How you doing there, brother?
I'm out of the airfield flying. How about you?
Well, we're just having so much fun in the neighborhood, I just don't know if I can stand it. I've got to drop some stuff off at my daughter's, then I'm going to go down to Discount Tire, and then I'm going to see if I can get wrangled around and be at the meeting at what time, 7?
I believe 7 is the official start time, but it doesn't hurt to get there a little early.
I'm going to try to get everything done and get everything situated, get everybody happy, 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 before I get to the meeting at about 10 minutes to 7.
I finish up the, I haven't even started, well, I started. On the remote equipment, I gotta do that pick in place to put it all inside the Apache case so that it can all be stored downstairs in the locker that is locked. And I haven't done that yet. I gotta get started on that.
Okay. Well, who knows? We'll talk about that some other time. So, yeah, I'd rather be at the flying field, too. As a matter of fact, we got some wind up, but I swear I think I could fly in it today. And, I spoke to Andrew, CEF, yesterday evening on the way in from down the country, and he's been doing pretty good. Now, I did not know that he had acquired a Bixler.
Find out, did Larry Templeton sign him off?
Him off last year, fall of last year. So he can go out and fly anytime he wants.
Well, that's good. That means he can rack up as many hours as he wants. That's good. That's what it takes to truly learn how to fly after the guy teaches you how to fly to really learn it. You just got to go out there and do it.
Now, in the meantime, though, I guess I'm going to have to pull the motor. You remember how much of a pain in the Watusi that motor, getting those motors into the Bixler was. I got to pull a motor out so that I can figure out exactly which motor that was that I put in mine. Andrew wants to know because he says he remembers seeing our Bixlers, you know, just jumping through the air. Well, he's got the original motor, and it's struggling.
So that motor, they're in your text messages or email box or both. It's a $9 motor.
Yeah, but I used a little bit different one than what you did, and my shaft length is a little bit longer, and I really enjoy that thing. And he was asking about putting a little larger prop on it. Because he thought, for some reason, we had put larger props on there. I just don't know of a way that you could put a longer length prop on there and make it work without hitting the fuselage, do you?
Unless you'd, like, change the angle or something like that. Or went with a significantly longer shaft, and then it would probably wobble and vibrate. So, no, I don't know of a way to do that.
That's basically what I told him, that we had achieved our greater performance through motors instead of through propellers. So, anyhow, I guess I'll pull that thing apart and get him the exact motor number that I put on mine. And, I think he's seen the way mine performs, and he's ready to step it up.
It was to get that thing back together when you took it apart. It might be easier to go dig up the text messages than it would be to put that thing back in if you take it out. If you take it out, count on 3 or 4 hours to get it back in.
No, I've got some, the extension hex heads. I've got some very small extension hex heads that I used to get up in there on the back of the motor for the mount, and they seem to have worked out very nicely. So I guess that's what I'll try to do, is reverse that. I think it took me about an hour and a half to get that thing in there. So now that I know the process. I think I can get it in and out in an hour and a half. But you know what? For him, it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it. I hope he's not listening. He's one of the good guys, so anyhow, I'll do that for him.
Plus, if you have a process, you might save him a bunch of frustration and just go over to his house and do it for him.
Lazy on him and let him bring it up to my house, and then we'll go to the flying field to fly some. How about them apples? And, of course, you know, that will require you coming also.
That works for me on a day that I'm not running here and there and yonder all day long. Yeah, absolutely. And the wind's not blowing. It looks like it's a pretty decent day to fly, but I don't know. Well, no, I'm looking at some evergreens now, and I see they're bending over pretty good. Maybe not.
Running about 7 steady and gusting up to about 12. So I could fly in that. You know, I'd have to fight it, but, you know, it'd be all right. Of course, then again, like you've always said, flying in wind is good training.
Get your discipline. W4DJW.
Well, in the meantime, I've got to find me something that'll fly off of those 1300 mAh batteries, and I've got to figure out what's wrong with that Cessna. The Cessna, the motor, I tried to fly over at the field one day when it was wet. I think you remember that. And the grass was still a little bit damp, and I think I got some moisture up there in around either the engine, or rather the motor, or the ESC, one or the other. So I'm going to throw an ESC in it, see if I can get that thing to come up to something a little above about half power. So I got to get that Cessna back in the air. It's coming season, and we're going to enjoy ourselves.
Well, Cunningham Fire Department's headed your way. I don't know what's going on over there.
Put my daughter's place, and I got to go in and do a couple things for her right now before I can go on down to the tire place. And, oh, by the way, one of the things in the meeting was Tony wanted a confirmed list of who all was going down to, what's the place down there, Triple Tree. On April 1st. Are we going? Yeah.
Provide Cunningham, headed your way. I'm having to pull over every few minutes. One of them, they're going by me every couple of minutes. I don't know. I don't think so. So they're like, are they gonna? It's like a RSVP. If your name's not on the list, you can't just show up.
Know about that, but they wanted a list of how many so that they could feed us. See, this thing is free. They're going to feed us and everything.
And this is April the 1st, and what is today? May the 6th, 7th, something like that?
I hope not. I'm thinking this is March 6th.
I mean March, that's what I meant. March. So that's less than a month away. That's on a Saturday?
Assuming it is, I'll check on my little scheduler here to make sure. But when we talked about that before, I had thought you said that you did want to go for the simple reason that you'd see some folks that you hadn't seen in years.
That is absolutely true. I would, because that's about the only time I'm going to see them anymore, because they don't have the contest like they used to have. So it's good to see all the contests. They don't do patterns, they don't do fun fly, they don't do pylons and all that kind of stuff. I'm crossing over Lake Cunningham, and the water says, no, it's not a good day to fly. It's pretty choppy out there.
There you go, since I'm not missing anything then. I'm down here running all my errands. I'm going to tell Tony I'm going, okay? So what do you want me to tell him?
My name on the list. I'd like to go see everybody. Yeah, I'll do that.
Good enough. I'll get that done. I'll call Larry here in a few minutes and tell him. Because I don't actually know how to get in touch with Anthony or Tony Gaffney. So, anyway, I'll call Larry and let him know. So, All right, well, cool. I'm here at my daughter's. I got to go in and get this mess started up, so I will talk to you later, big guy. Before you go, did you get everybody happy, happy, happy with your meeting today?
As could be expected, yes. We will make it. We will make progress. But it's not going to be without a little pain every now and then. That's no pain, no gain, right?
Yeah, well, no, I was talking about that second meeting you had.
Everything's wonderful.
Back when you were a kid, I'm going to bring back a little flashback. When you were a kid, you stayed with your grandparents, if you had that opportunity. On Saturday evenings, you always got to watch this guy with his little baton waving at the band, and he'd say, "Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful."
On my mother's side, liked watching worldwide wrestling. And my grandfather on my father's side passed away about a week or two before I was born. And I only got to spend like 2 weeks with her a year up in, she was in Washington, D.C. So, no, I didn't see the little guy with the wand saying, "Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful."
You lived a deprived childhood, having to sit with grandparents or parents watching Lawrence Welk.
KB4CPA. David, yeah, I know who Lawrence Welk was. When that came on, that was our cue to go to bed.
Yeah, it was just about our time also. Yep. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, Mr. KB4CBA, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. How are you today?
Marvelous. Simply marvelous. I'm not going to say wonderful. Yeah, I used to have to sit through those Lawrence Welk thing. I wish I could have gone to bed. I guess I didn't think about that. I guess enduring Lawrence Welk was better than having to go to bed. I don't know. But anyway, I sat through that every week, every weekend.
7-year-old, I used to try to get up and do the funky monkey to the champagne music. It didn't work. All right, like I said, guys, I've got to go in and take care of my daughter, get whatever she's after done, and then I got my rest of my day all planned out for me. Dave, you need to ride over to the Red Cross building tonight with me at about 7 o'clock.
Ride over to what?
Building. For the Briars meeting tonight. Why don't you go with me, Cole?
Tennis. Sorry about that.
White ball. Whatever floats your boat, guys. Listen, I'm gone. 73s to both of you. Y'all carry on. KN4, VWA. Going to take care of some more honeydew errands. I'm clear.
Hi, Steve. 73s. KB4, CPA. Go ahead, Dave. At the meeting tonight, and David, I thought you were supposed to wait longer before that, before you played tennis.
To my mom now, he just said the weekend, and the weekend's over, so I'm gonna play. If it starts bleeding, you just apply pressure until it stops.
Yep. Be safe. I'm going in the house. I just got home, so I'm going right in the house. But anyway, stay safe. KB4CBA, W4DJ, W clear.
Do you have time to tell me what you and Steve were talking about when I turned the radio on? Y'all were talking about going somewhere or something. I couldn't really figure out what it was.
They have every month. Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society has a club meeting at 7 o'clock at the Red Cross on 940 Grove Road, downtown Greenville. You're invited.
So that's what you were talking about. All right. Well, I have attended. I used to attend those meetings, but it's been a while. But anyway, I guess since I started playing tennis so much.
am going in the garage, and I can't talk inside the garage. My antenna touches metal, and bad things happen when I do that. So anyway, be safe. Don't overdo it playing tennis tonight. KB4CBA, W4DJ, W clear.
Yeah, get that antenna down. We'll see you. 4CBA.
4CBA in 0TR.
N0TR, KB4CBA. Tom, do you get your feed there?
Bernice is handing me my sunglasses. I was trying to get turned around here, Dave. We are in the middle of a peach farm up here, and I just wanted to get a picture for my other nephew up in Boston. More so, I think, the Freestones than the other ones. But I just marvel at these peach farms down here, Dave. What do you got against Lawrence Welk? We watch him every weekend.
Well, let's just say it's not my kind of music.
Love it. One of my cousins played at Branson on the riverboat, music like that. And then I saw him play with, what was the name of that orchestra? Buddy Morrow's orchestra in Wichita. I took Shelly out there. And, oh, wow. He was the soloist on soprano saxophone and clarinet. And he was just wonderful. He played that thing like Al Hurt. And I don't even like saxophone as a general rule, but it's all right. But, wow. Listening to that was wonderful. It was at the Beach Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. I'll never forget it. And it was $25 for a ticket. And I didn't even have the money for that, hardly, but it was well worth it.
Went all out, didn't you? Well, yeah, I mean, I like playing soprano sax. It's a lot of fun. And it's so similar in size to a clarinet. The biggest difference is the clarinet's not a concert pitch instrument. It plays a step down, a whole step down, and it also has holes in most of the keys, so you have to cover the holes as well as press down the keys. So it makes it a little more difficult to play, but anyway. But the mouthpiece and the embouchure for the mouthpiece is similar to clarinet and soprano sax, because they're so close to the same size.
Since they're a different breed than my French horn was, and I played cornet for a while, but only until I was in the seventh grade and then went to French horn. But the double reeds always just intrigued me. Those seem so difficult, oboe, English horn, and bassoon. And I had a cousin that was really good on the bassoon. But, yeah, he was Al Hurt's class, put it that way. Just phenomenal. And not because he was my cousin, it's just because I've been around orchestras and that a lot in my life, and bands. But it would have been a dream to do that. He later on was a professor at Wichita State University. That's where his hometown was. But he passed away a few years ago. But had a lot of musicians in my family. His mom was a music teacher. My aunt was a music teacher. And yada, 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 on down the line. So I guess it was kind of born in us.
Sure, yeah, my mom and dad were musicians. And so, you know, we just grew up around music. My dad was playing music on the, when it was old stereos, you know. Those big old things. And he was playing classical music on there all the time. Well, I'm sitting in the driveway, and there are bumblebees or carpenter bees, one of the two, just flying around everywhere, just going crazy here. I haven't seen them till today. I'm gonna have to put the little carpenter bee boxes back out, I guess. Well, I'm sitting in the driveway, so I'm gonna say 73s. I gotta lower my antenna and pull this thing in the garage. So, you have a good one, and Bernice, make and behave, and we'll talk to you later, KB4CBA.
Never happened.
And now you heard from the War Department, but you knew that already. Okay, Dave, yeah, I still love Lawrence Welk, and their costumes are awesome. They really are. Take care. Come up and see us sometime. KB4CBA and 0TR73.